Let's make it rain. Hello, everyone. This is Anthony Blackman back yet again with another G.O.D., the gem of the day, your favorite podcast. First and foremost, and as always, I want to thank you for listening. And if you like, subscribe and share with a friend. You can also go to makeitrain.net to check out all content all the time. If you're ever having a weekday, check me out every weekday. New podcast drops. Today, I want to talk about overboard. But before we do so, let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you thanking you for your love, your mercy, and your grace, going before us and setting our crooked path straight. We thank you in all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. With that being said, overboard. I wanted to speak from the heart pertaining to this matter because I was thinking about how God wants to fellowship with us. He wants a relationship with us. He wants friendship with us, but the enemy wants us to abandon ship. So God wants to fellowship, relationship, friendship. The enemy wants us to abandon ship. He wants us to go overboard. He wants us to jump ship, separate from God, and go overboard. You can clearly see in Scripture, says Jesus Christ, which is the Word of God, is the same yesterday, today, and forever. The Alpha and the Omega. You know who's also the same? The enemy, the adversary, the devil. From the beginning, he's been trying to separate us from God, to get us to go our own way, to get us to follow him, to get us to walk by the flesh instead of the spirit, to avoid the commandments by all cost, because he has the whole world under his sway. So you look at how he approached Eve in the garden to stir up trouble. If you look at how God was walking in the cool of the day with Adam, he had a relationship. He had a close relationship. He fellowshiped. He walked with God, literally. The enemy didn't like that. He created a wave, a current that inevitably had Adam and Eve jump ship. They abandoned the way. They abandoned the word. And he's been doing it since that very day, which each and every one of us, day in and day out, under the same attack to pull us further from God, to sway us to do our own thing, go our own way, stray away, go overboard, if you will. He doesn't like relationship. He doesn't like fellowship. He certainly doesn't like friendship. Doesn't want us to walk with God. Hasn't changed. Will not change. Cannot change. But we can. We have the ability and the authority. Don't stray. Keep close relationship, friendship, fellowship with the Lord. Walk with him at all times. Keep that spiritual armor on. Don't go overboard. Think about it. The G.O.D. God bless. Thank you.